Continuing disputes between the U.S. and Canada over lumber imports will not get in the way of a new factory announced in Bibb County. Expect a $400 million investment, a 700,000-square-foot plant, and 200 jobs turning softwood lumber into toilet tissue. That's what Canada-based Irving Consumer Products told a crowd in Macon. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross was there and said he hopes recently imposed tariffs on Canadian lumber imports wouldn't be a problem.
At times, the Commerce Department's unique roles in this causes us to pursue trade cases. But we hope the current forestry disputes will be brought to a happy conclusion quickly.
Irving Consumer Products enjoys the lowest rate of the new tariffs. Most of the wood to be used in the factory will come from Canada. None will come from Georgia. The Macon plant is expected to be up and running in 2019. Governor Nathan Deal used the event to publicly nudge Ross and President Trump to spend money on Savannah's harbor expansion. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.